when Simon Shin Zayin. We're up to Sif Yutes, and we will be doing from Yutes through Chaf Aleph. Sif Yutes. Schoran have said this b'Shabbos Yedei Kshamim. Now, till now, we were dealing with the halachas of what you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Now, we're going back to halachas of Amir Aliakum, of when you're allowed to sometimes even ask a non-Jew or benefit from halacha done by a non-Jew for you on Shabbos. So, Schoran have said this b'Shabbos Yedei Kshamim. Someone has merchandise on Shabbos that is being ruined by the rain. O Dover Acher, where there's something else, the sun's beating down on and it's getting ruined. O Osi Bitka Demaya, you have a wave of water coming on it. Nachalo Agam Mayim, you have a river going through it. No, there's a whole wave of water that comes on it. Umafsid Mamono, and it's ruining his possessions. O Shinisroa Chavisha Yain Vaholach Liibud. A barrel of wine started opening it up, and the wine is leaking out. Mutter likros eni Yehudi, you're allowed to call a non-Jew. You don't ask him what to do. You don't tell him what to do, but you're allowed to call him, and he'll see what's doing. He'll know what to do. Afal shvi shavada yadei sheni Yehudi yasla amam, and even though you know that the non-Jew will save the money. We're talking about where there's an isur da'oraisa. If there's an isur da'rabanan, so shvus to shvus, b'makam tzara gadol, b'makam hefsid, the mishmur was matter before anyway. We're talking about where what you need him to do is an isur da'oraisa. The reason Chazal were matter it is because they're afraid that if they're not going to matter it, you'll do the isur da'oraisa. Meaning anytime there's a fear of a great loss of money, we say that people get a little, they go into panic mode, they'll forget themselves, and they'll be over-isurim da'oraisa in saving their money. So they prefer that you call a non-Jew to do it. V'chein muter loma le'eni Yehudi kol ha-matzel eino mafsid. Not only that, even though you're not allowed to ask him outright, but you're allowed to be meramis to him by saying kol ha-matzel eino mafsid. You can't tell him, if you will be matzel, you won't be mafsid. But you're allowed to let word out that anyone that is matzel will gain on the deal. Kamo b'dleikesh yitir loma kol ha-machabe eino mafsid. The same way that when someone's house is on fire, they allowed that. The Yeshmi Shomer shall retire a bit like a dafka. And some say that was dafka in the case of a fire. The Mishtabura's maskone is that hamekel lo hifsid. You're allowed to rely on this. Sifchof Yisrael shomer leini yudi lasas lo malacha b'shabbes muter lo lehenes lo le'erev b'chdei sheyasu. There's never a case where Meleches Akum is really going to be Yasser forever. That's what the Mechaber sounds like, what he's saying. It becomes Mutter after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to go and make it anew after Shabbos. This way you're not benefiting from his Meleches Shabbos. You won't be tempted to ask him next week to go do it himself. This halacha we saw was even where he did it on his own. Now the Mishnah Berurah does bring down halacha that we have, which is that if it was a Meleches Parhesia, so there's a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, if it's Mutter, or if it becomes Usur Liolam. We had this before with the building of a house, and the source of it is what we'll see later, which is the Halacha of a non-Jew that prepared a Kever for Yisrael, where we say that he cannot be buried in it forever, it cannot be used forever, and the reason for that is either because it's Meleches Parhesia, in which case it would apply to all Meleches Parhesia, or it's a special halacha in a kever that it is considered a gnai to bury a Yisrael in something that was done on Shabbos. Sifchaf Aleph. Oser lomer le'eni Yehudi b'Shabbos, heilach b'otzer zeh b'shel l'osol l'tzarchecha. For you to give a non-Jew a raw piece of meat and say, this is my meat, you can have it, go cook it. Even though the non-Jew has no, you have no responsibility for his mazonos. We're not talking about your worker whom you pledge to give food to. You have absolutely no responsibility to this man whatsoever. You're asking him to go and cook this piece of meat for himself and eat it. Since it's your piece of meat, it's aser. Says the Rama, Hagavol muter loma lolasas malach latzmo. You can tell him, take your own piece of meat and go cook it on Shabbos. Now, this is a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula. Anything that a Jew is not allowed to do, he's not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do. If either it's being done for him, or it is, even if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, but you're giving him the object to do it with. So the poskim talk about lamoshel. You're not allowed to give a goy a piece of meat and say, go cook this with meat or cheese. since Yisrael wouldn't be allowed to, because it's also there's a lav darais of los avashel gedibach levimo, so you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to it. Can you give him a piece of nevela and have him eat it? It's a beferish apasik that you're allowed to, you're allowed to give it to, you're allowed to give nevelas to a non-Jew. The answer is you're allowed to feed him biyodayim, so you're allowed to ask him to feed himself too. Now, it's not an act of your eating that we're measuring it by; it's the act of his eating it. So, in the case of bishul basar b'cholov, it's usher under all circumstances. In the case of nevela, the iser is only the actual a Jew eating and digesting it, or a Jew swallowing it, and that would not apply if a non-Jew was doing the eating. So, in stam iser in kol haTorah kula, if I give an object of man to a non-Jew and I tell him to do something that would be usher for me to do, it would be usher to do that as well.